Australia. Great to have your company. Scott Dooley's in the house today. Great to have you back, Dools.
Thanks for having me.
Mate, we've got lots on the show today. I've got a minority report, which I don't know. I don't know how this one will go. It'll be interesting.
Oh, these idiots will call. Trust.
Are they Madonna fans? We'll get to that a little bit later on. We'll have a American Australia's Improvised Theatre. I'll be telling you about Adventure Island and superstar, Hollywood star, and I think an exclusive for Australia, Chris Evans, Captain America.
Wait. You've got to stop saying, no. I think this is an exclusive. Before every interview we do, you go, I think
Scott,
this is exclusive.
Scott, in Merrick's defense, he's half right. It's an Australian radio exclusive.
I'll wear that.
That's Merrick
Watts, I'd like to apologize, and could you please continue to sizzle the segment?
Mate, if I get an exclusive just for Triple M, I'm pretty pumped. You know what I mean? I am.
You won't hear this with Eddie or Matty Johns.
So true. Anyway, yes, Chris Evans, Captain America himself, will be joining me on the show today in an exclusive radio interview. Damn, well done, Wattsy. Pat yourself on the back, son.
Merrick Watts, the Good Samaritan.
I once returned a woman's purse that I found as well. There was about 150, 180 bucks. This is when I was a young guy.
You left all the money in there.
I rang her up and I said, I found your purse. She came around, took the purse, didn't even give me a tenner.
Mm.
So now I know where she lives and I'm just waiting for the right time. Break into her house to take that cash.
American Australia, Triple M.
Just a quick update on that. I have broken into her house and I took the full 180. So,
oh, good on you, mate.
Did a few people ask on social media. Did you get around to doing that, Mez? Yes, I did. So thank you very much for following that story. Scott Dooley.
Hashtag closure.
Scott Dooley with you this afternoon. Dools, let's talk about Greg Norman hooking a brother up because Malcolm Turnbull, of course, was on the phone straight away when he found out that Donald Trump was president-elect. He said, oh, God, I better get on the phone. First call in apparently to Donald Trump to congratulate him was Vladimir Putin. Probably just picked up a red phone that said nuclear on the end of it.
Yeah. He emailed him. He got it straight away.
And then apparently it might have been our very own PM who got through to him after that.
Wow.
Now, here's the interesting thing. Malcolm Turnbull didn't ring up the White House or ring up Donald Trump or anyone like that and say, hey, this is the Prime Minister of Australia, because they would have just gone, who, what?
Yeah.
What he did is he rang pro golfer Greg Norman and said, hey, Greg, you're mates with Donald Trump, aren't you? And he goes, yeah.
Of course you are.
Of course you are. I mean, you guys, do you guys share a barber? No? Okay, just asking.
Definitely got the same sun care tips.
Yeah. So, look, I was just wondering, do you reckon you could get me Donald's mobile number? Got his private number. The PM got Donald Trump's private number, rang him up, and got in early to congratulate him. And, of course, Donald Trump was just thrilled to hear from Malcolm Turnbull.
That's good. Yeah, when the first thing he said to Malcolm Turnbull was, I just got a new phone. Who's this? I can't. Did you see that Sydney's Daily Telegraph had what I think is contender for front page headline of the year on this story, which was Great White Pages?
Yeah, it's so good.
Well played, Telly.
So good. Yeah, so the Shark hooked him up with a number. Now, here's the thing. That's a pretty useful connect to have. You know, like Greg Norman, good guy to know. So if you can get in contact with him, just say, for example, you're playing golf socially with some friends, maybe at a resort somewhere overseas or locally, and you're coming up to, you're approaching the ninth, and you just go, I wonder if there's a bit of a bend in this. Hang on a second, I'll just ring. Greg, you designed
this
course.
Get the shark.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just coming up to the ninth, want to know how do I get around that elbow? Thank
you. How far from the sprinklers are you? Yeah? Get a seven. Grab a seven iron.
Exactly.
It's windy?
Mm. So pretty good connect there. Pretty good hookup. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit of a hookup, a connect for my mates, because I'm the guy that they go to whenever Foo Fighters are in town. That's when I hear from my mates.
Oh, yeah, concert tickets. Yeah.
That's my usefulness.
You're the useful mate, yeah.
No other purpose to my mates. None. No purpose. There's no...
I've become a PO box now for friends of mine that are buying stuff from websites that only ship to the US.
Is that what you... That's your usefulness?
The amount of bloody shoes and just
medical marijuana.
Yeah, a lot of that. A lot of that. I'm on a list now. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Well, that's your hookup. That's what you do. For me, it's concert tickets. You know, the amount of messages I've already had for, Miz, Guns N' Roses, are you going? Do you need 8 friends to accompany with you to the concert? Yeah. Just wondering if, because my mum's friend, Sally's got a daughter whose son, Brian, wants to know if he can go with you. That's when I become useful. But I want to open up the phones. 133353, because I reckon everyone's got a useful mate. Now, it doesn't have to be getting, you know, concert tickets or medical marijuana. Because when I was a kid, I had a useful mate. His old man worked for Coke, and he used to be able to get us pallets of Coke.
Wow.
Oh, it was amazing. And like, it would be
Actually amazing.
It would be a stinking hot day at school, and his old man would come down with a pallet of Coke cans, ice cold.
There you
cold.
Go, kids. It's the 80s. We don't know anything about what this is doing to your teeth.
Exactly.
Drink up.
Exactly. And in those days, only 2 people delivered icy cold cans of Coke, Coca-Cola and Triple M. And we'd share the market with them.
That's right.
We were handing them out. And that was his useful job. It was like, oh, he's the guy who can get you cans of Coke. And that's what he did. So 133353, what useful mate have you got? What are they getting you? Maybe they work at like a chocolate factory or something like that, and they just come home with that, you know, the busted pieces of Violet Crumble or something like that. Just go, oh, yeah, we can't do anything with these. And just go, here, would you like 18 kilos of it? Yes, I would.
As we're heading into December, maybe they're a bit of a knob, but they've got a pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's what you've done that with.
Oh, I just realized.
By the way, Watsy, I'll be over at your place on the weekend for a dip.
133353, give us a call right now. Who's your useful mate and what are they getting you?
Merrick has the best callers in Australia.
It's Stan and Warren Ora. G'day, mate.
G'day.
How's things?
Oh, good now. Right. Just cracked the long neck.
American Australia, Triple M.
Oh, I do love you guys. There's no doubt about
it.
Just cracked along there. So let's get this going. Well done, Stan. Okay, Scott Dooley with me this afternoon, taking your calls on 133353. Who's your useful mate and what are you getting out of them? What are they doing for you? Because just so happens that Malcolm Turnbull, mates with Greg Norman, who's mates with Donald Trump, hooked him up a telephone call to the president-elect. Yeah. Otherwise, he would have been at the back of the queue. Like, what? Yeah. We'd be like down with Ecuador. You know, we'll just get to Ecuador within Australia. Yeah. But because he's mates with Greg Norman, hello, Trumpy,
straight
shark.
Through.
It's the shark.
G'day. Hey, I hope you don't mind. Bloody shark gave me your number. Classic sharky. What can I do for you, Mal? That's where the conversation would have gone.
Exactly like that. Exactly like that. So we're asking you on 133353, who's your useful mate? And what are they good at getting you? Because the only purpose I serve is to get concert tickets for dodgy mates I used to play footy with. Hello, Stuart.
How's it going?
Really good, mate. All right. Who's your connect? Who's your useful friend?
It's actually my grandmother. Classified as a mate. I love her dearly.
Yeah. No. She's part of the gang.
That's it. She works for Peter's Ice Cream, so pretty much free ice cream whenever.
Oh, how fat are you, Stuart? Are you massive?
Surprisingly, not as fat as I could be.
Oh,
and how good Stuart's family? Clearly, Nan's gone, you know, I'm thinking of retiring. Why? That's lazy, Granny. Get back. Just keep working. You can do it.
We did get that bad news a couple of months ago, so it's only going to last for another 8 or 9 months.
Yeah. She's hanging up the hairnet.
Yeah, milk her.
She is, unfortunately.
Nah, milk her. Make sure you get some drumsticks out of her. She's not going anywhere until she's delivered enough. What's the best treat she brings home, Stu? Be honest, what do you like from the Peter's factory?
Got to be a hard choice between the maxi bombs and the drumsticks there.
Oh, yeah, it's a good. Oh, hey, is there any talk of bringing back the billabong, Stu, or is that ship sailed?
Nah, I'm pretty sure that sailed, mate.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's good. See, how good was that? Stu, you just became our connect because then we found out whether or not we had no idea. Who could we possibly ask? Yeah. Is the billabong coming back? Bang, yeah. Stu knows. He's just giving us
the
word.
We would have looked like idiots, but thankfully Stu was here.
Because his nan works at the Peters factory and brings home maxi bombs.
She's still there. Saddest day of his life, finding out she no longer had to work. Extremely good news.
She's 73. She just wants to stop. Wind it back. Hello, Kat.
Hey.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. Bit different, but I think the more I think about it, that I might be the cool, like the friend with the hookup.
Okay, you're the useful person?
Yeah, yeah. The more I think about it, so my sister and I seem to have a lot of friends who a week out from their wedding, all of a sudden their car companies have pulled the pin on them. And they always seem to come to us because our dad's a car collector. So,
that's great.
So you've got a lot of weddings.
Your dad's a what? He's a car collector?
A personal car collector. He's obsessed. So he's got about 30-something cars.
Oh, jeez.
He's got a few new ones. Like he's got, we always get asked for he's got an M6 convertible and a brand new 7 Series. He's got a few GTs, Mustangs, Cobras, that sort of stuff.
I want him to be my dad. I don't have a dad.
Is your dad a dodgy councillor from Auburn by any chance? Where's he getting this money?
He's a truckie.
Oh, he's a truckie.
As a truckie and now we've got a business in transport.
Oh,
good on him.
Because, I don't currently have a dad. Cat, so
well, you can come as long as you can get me Fooey's tickets, then you can be my brother.
Oh, I see. Everybody, we can go to the Foo Fighters in an antique Mustang. How good would that be?
Yep, done. He doesn't drink, so he's Dezo every time.
And you know what? We'll get Stu along and we'll just eat some Maxibons on the way. Just
what a bloody day. What a day out.
This is a dream come true. Hello, Lee.
Hey, Merrick, how are you?
Really good, mate. All right, what's your hookup? You got a useful friend? What have they got?
Yeah, well, my friend would also be my dad.
Great.
I'd like to give him a You're the Best shout out.
Yeah, okay, hang on a second. We'll load it up and we'll see how the story goes. There we go. Let's see how the story goes. That was a bit preemptive.
Yeah, well, anyway, so in my earlier years, up until about the age of 80, worked for Matchbox Cars and Models. Sport for choice in those terms. And then after that, he worked for Lifesavers/Nestle in the warehouse. And then through my teenage years, he worked for Arnott Biscuits.
Oh, Lee!
No, your dad is 2 10-year-olds on each other's shoulders with a trench coat and an amazing resume. There is no way known someone had those 3 jobs in a row.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop there. In my adult years, he did a large stint at Sergeant's Pies.
Oh, he's gone to Pies because if you'd said he ended up pulling a job at Sexpo, I would have just gone, too much. Chris Evans, of course, is Captain America and has been in the Avengers films and is one of the biggest stars in the world. He's in Australia at the moment promoting Chivas Regal because they've got a new scotch out called Chivas Regal Altus. It's available right now. You can go and have a look at the campaign at shivers.com. Anyway, he's out here promoting it, as he often does when he comes to Australia. When he's about to do an interview, he wants to hook up with one person and chat to them only, like a Ray Martin kind of interview, and that, of course, is me. So I sat down with him one-on-one to have a chat with him, Dawes.
Sure.
And because he was here promoting Chivas Regal Altus, so I just went, oh, well, you know, maybe
Did
I
you
should...
have a little drink?
Well, you know, the thing is that, yes. I did. Now, the audio you're going to hear is me. See if you can hear the bit where the scotch has hit me a bit. See if you can, and I'm not talking about being intoxicated, but there's a moment, Dawes, where I just sort of go, oh, wow, that is, and then it's dry mouth. And
there you go. That's scotch.
Yeah, exactly. See if you can detect that moment. This is my chat with Chris Evans.
The new ultra premium offering from Chivas Regal Altus is now available, and you can follow it on Win the Right Way campaign details at shivs.com. And a man who's in the country to talk to us about is movie star Chris Evans. G'day, mate. Welcome.
How you doing?
Very good indeed, mate. First of all, something you should know about me is I'm a professional. And I like to do a lot of research, and I like to make sure that I'm well-versed on anything that somebody's promoting in the country. So I should probably just start by having a glass of scotch.
Good move.
Okay. So that's really good stuff, man. I can see why you're promoting it. I'll just make sure how excellent that is.
Get to the bottom of it, you know.
Okay.
There you go. Attaboy.
That's some premium grape scotch there, Chris. Excellent work. Mate, first of all, tell us, what is the Win the Right Way? What is it about?
I think the campaign is about kind of, understanding that success is better shared with the people around you. That you know, it's about not coming up by yourself. It's about acknowledging the fact that nothing is in a vacuum. Nothing is by itself. And everything has to be acknowledged in a group format. And that it's more rewarding to kind of acknowledge the efforts of the people around you than it is to kind of sit on the throne by yourself.
So it's not just about winning. It's about winning the right way. Can I put forward a proposition to you? Many years ago, I was a small kid. I was in a cross-country race against another kid. And we were neck and neck. There's one and two, position one and two. One of us was going to win the race. And just before we got to the finish line, we were running on a high ridge, and I thought, it's down to the wire. So I pushed the other kid down a small cliff.
That makes sense.
And I won the race. Is that the right way to win?
Did anybody see you?
No, I don't think so.
Then hey.
But
you won.
And you know what? No one saw him again either. So that's...
It was a very deep
just
ridge.
Just wanted to get the definition of winning the right way. Mate, Chivas Regal, obviously, you're supporting Chivas Regal and they're supporting you. Does that mean that Christmas gifts are pretty much tied up for you now? Like, I mean,
yeah, as long as everyone's okay with some whiskey in their stocks.
Is everybody in your family going to get a bowl of whiskey?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Mate, scotch for me is, it's about sharing. You know, when I have a glass of scotch with a friend of mine, we sit down and we share stories. And one of the things we do is we kind of have like a one-for-one conversation, right? So one person will ask a question and then their friend will ask the question back, the same question back to them, okay?
Okay.
So I'll ask you a question and then if you want, you can ask me back the same question, okay? When did you know that you were successful?
Well, when did you know when you were successful?
Wow, you just used acting then too. I saw that. That was like proper acting. Good question. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Which sport do you wish you could have played professionally? No movies. You have to give all that away, no but movies. You get to be at the highest level in one particular sport. What would that sport be?
It's got to be basketball. It's got to be basketball.
Have you seen how tall you are?
Well, listen, you're telling me I can be a pro at any sport. Yeah, don't judge me based on what I'm limited by. I understand my ceiling. I'm telling you that I would take basketball if I could be anything. Okay. I'd be a little Steve Nash. Which sport would you take?
Women's tennis.
Fair enough.
Is there a celebrity that you've been mistaken for?
Well, there are a lot of Chris's, you know, so I don't get Chris Hemsworth often as I'd like, but I get a lot of Chris Pratt and Chris Pines.
Okay.
Which celebrity do you get mistaken for?
This is not bragging either, but...
Come on. Which celebrity do they think you are? Come on.
Katie Lang.
I knew it. Mm. That's what I was going to say. When you first walked in, I was like, yo, is that... Yeah.
Country is that, legend.
Is Katie Lang interviewing?
I seriously can't go to a country music festival without being mobbed. And sometimes I just give up, Chris, and I just actually sign stuff because it's just easier for me to get through the crowds if I just sign
Make
it.
Make them happy. You know what I mean?
And God, I tell you what.
You put smiles on people's faces.
It's a hard day for me if I've got a craving and it's constant. I just don't get anything done. What would you rather be eaten by, a shark or a crocodile? You're in Australia. It makes sense to ask this question.
God, man, that's a tough one.
It's good, isn't it? It's a great question.
Now, I got to get eaten. There's no fight.
No, you got to get eaten.
You got to get eaten.
Because this is a thing in Australia.
You're going down.
Thing to us. Like, you know, if you walk out of this hotel,
then it's going to be a shark because I think it'd be quicker.
Shark.
Crocodile, I could fight him off.
Ow.
I'm going to fight him off.
It's a
shark,
big call.
It's going to be a wrap. Going to be a wrap real quick.
All right, so
you think, what do you got to do? Like, tickle their stomach?
No.
That's easy.
No.
Got it.
Yeah.
Come on. Done.
If people could see those hand gestures,
might just put them in a headlock, noogie them for good measure.
Yeah. Who would you, if you were eaten by one of these creatures, who would you prefer to deliver your eulogy, Morgan Freeman or Sir David Attenborough?
You know what? I was going to say, you don't have to finish the question because it's Morgan Freeman. But David Attenborough, me some Planet Earth. It's Morgan Freeman.
Really?
Yeah. It is. Because David Attenborough has like a really nice image, his beautiful voice, but it just feels like almost like tragic and like that's just what life is. Morgan Freeman would make it like poetic.
Makes it personal.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, I mentioned before that you'd be giving everybody a gift for Christmas of the Chivas Regal Altus. Is one of those people me?
It is. Guess what?
Just
for you, Katie. Just for you.
Chris Evans, thank you very much for your time, mate. Good on you.
Got it, buddy.
It's Thursday. Scott Dooley's here. Prepare yourselves for this. A comedian is telling you to get a job. Your opinion doesn't matter. It is not important.
It's time for American Australia's Minority Report.
Oh, right. Tee off, Dools.
Now, this is the segment where I find a group of society that annoys the rest of society, and I get them to call up and defend themselves.
Yep.
Convince me. Show me the error in my ways. The rock fisherman did. I thought that was stupid.
And they told you that you're a dickhead.
They did.
That was great.
And I learned something. I learned that I'm afraid of rock fishermen. They're a very threatening group of people.
Right. But
today, people who vape. You know these vape pens?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop doing that. You don't look cool. No one has ever or will ever look cool putting a strawberry cheesecake flavored tube in their mouth. That's never going to be. Can you imagine this? Instead of rolling their own cigarettes after a big day battling the Kaiser's hordes on the Somme, if our digger heroes all settled down for a cup of tea and some passion fruit flavored mist? No, you cannot. Because our servicemen and women are heroes, not fedora wearing neckbeards who think that eyebrow rings and open wheeled skateboards are still cool. Shut up. Vape pens, listen, you've been tricked. Vape pens are the tobacco industry's answer to the Bluetooth headset. All right? Remember that. On paper, it might look cool, but in reality, the only people that use them are taxi drivers, convenience store cashiers, and people that think Crazy Town was the best band of the 90s. You idiots. And this is, there's only one reason. You can use a vape pen for one reason, and that one reason is this. If you're allergic to vaginas and don't want to risk coming in contact with one, that's the only reason to use a vape pen, because you are not getting laid while vaping, dude. Let me tell you that. And don't give me this, it's healthier than smoking. I would rather have cancer than look like someone who harasses women online because of their opinion of Call of Duty 4. So shut up. Wow. You got two choices. Stop vaping or call 133353 and defend yourself.
Oh. Wow.
So I was off the long run on this one.
Yeah, there was a lot in that. Now, here's the thing about vaping, right? To my knowledge, I've seen some of these things, and that people are walking around with things that look like a hand grenade.
Yeah.
You know, they're not always just little pens. I've seen these gizmos that are seriously like the gizmos that people use to vape. Now, I'm gonna tell you the truth about about a month ago, I was during footy finals. I was with a mate of mine, and he's got a vape. He's got this thing is it's built by like a Japanese.
Yeah, NASA
Yeah, man. Yeah. It was like this thing. He had a digital display on it. It was just ridiculous.
And did the digital display just say "still single"? Is that what it says on it? Is that all it says on the digital display?
And he put in all these like this concoction of things, and it smelt really good, like an air freshener almost, right? And I said, can I have a go? And he goes, yeah, all right, sure. And I think he thought that I was, and I think we both thought that I'd have a go on it and just go, wow, that's incredible. And I had a tug on this vape, and I swear to God, I nearly puked. Coughed. It was foul. It was like getting an air freshener, a can of air freshener, and just pouring it in, just spraying it, you know, just like an Ambipure potpourri, and just in your mouth and spraying it, and it made me cough, and it was foul. I'm with you. Vapes are dumb. Plus, the way people smoke them. What do you know?
Oh, no, and the way they talk about them like it's the, oh, I've got this new mod and this new age. It's just, you're an unhealthy vegan. That's all you are. Shut up.
Phones have lit up. Give us a call, 133353. If you'd like to defend yourself, if you're somebody who uses a vape and you're probably single, give us a call.
Never has anyone read a news article and thought, oh, if only there was a way to find out what dickheads thought about this article. You're one pseudo away from being a Phil Collins song.
It's time for American Australia's Minority Report.
Scott Dool is with me today, and I didn't think, Dools, that you would fire people up enough with this. You've gone off the long run on what I thought was going to be possibly one or two people called. No, heaps have. All right. What
have
is it?
They?
Yeah, yeah.
People who vape. People who use those vape pens. Those like phony e-cigarettes.
Yep.
They annoy me. Yeah. I just think it's just this whole world of just neckbearding and I don't like it.
Man, I saw this dude the other day. He had such a massive tug on it that you could smell it from all the way. But I swear to God, when he breathed it out, it looked like an old-timer train had gone past. It was like,
yeah. You know they do competitions.
What?
So you can blow the most smoke or vape.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder you're teasing them. Hello,
Luke. Oh, mate, I'm up. I'm fired up.
Hi, Luke. Defend yourself.
Hi, Dool. How you going?
G'day, Luke. How are you?
How you going,
you vape?
Mate? Oh, good. Yeah, you had me when you mentioned we don't like vagina and We don't have girlfriends and all that stuff. I thought I got to ring up here.
I got you on that. It wasn't the actual vaping stuff. It was just you felt a bit. It's like,
Luke, were you a smoker before and then you switched to vaping, or you were attracted to vaping?
Yeah, 100%. I was a smoker. Oh, mate, I smoked everything under the sun, unfortunately. But, yeah, ciggies just cost you heaps of peeps, you know what I mean? You don't vape to be cool, because what's cool about holding a white thing with a little brown butt? You know what I mean?
You're right.
I'm exactly. Addicted.
Are you using this as a way to quit smoking, or this is just your new method of smoking now?
Oh, it's my new method of smoking, with the hope of just throwing out my vaporizer in about a year and going, what the hell am I doing sucking on his pen and just turfing it?
Yeah, fair call, Luke.
Yeah, right.
You got a plan.
Oh, that's interesting. But, well, hopefully you get off them. They're no good for you, mate.
Yep,
they're bad.
Yeah, well, what do you got in cigarettes? Say 99 chemicals. What? A vaporizer can't be worse than a cigarette. And
no, I don't think it's
like
worse.
$9 a week.
Yeah, no, it's not worse. It's just I'm worried about your health, Luke. I'm concerned.
Well, we're worried about his virginity as well, which is what triggered Luke to call through. He was more worried about that and substantiating his claim as a man than he was about vaping. Let's move on to Jake. Hi, Jake.
Thanks for your call, Luke.
Hey, G'day, how's it going?
Really good, mate. Defend yourself.
G'day, mate.
Vaping.
Well, I think vaping is the perfect tool to quit smoking, to be honest, like what Luke said before.
Is that why you do it?
Yes, exactly. I do that, yeah.
How long have you been quitting smoking for? Like, how long have you been vaping for?
On and off about 2 years.
And
I
have
switched back to smoking once, but I switched back to the vapes again.
With the view to quit altogether.
Exactly right. I put nicotine in mine, so eventually I can cut down on nicotine and go off nicotine altogether.
So,
and then eventually...
Okay, so, Jake, when I tried it once, it made me sick. It was probably a nicotine overdose in it or something like that. But what flavour vape have you got in your little vape pipe?
It's more of a hazelnut tobacco.
It's a what?
Hazelnut tobacco.
Oh, is it?
Hazelnut.
Yeah.
Oh, I like hazelnut.
So that's quite nice. And when you say that you can't make lemon, I mean, how can you make lemon if you stink of... Like,
yeah, but
some girls think, oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, and as you know,
true.
Women love hazelnut.
That's the one fact. That's what I took out of that Mel Gibson movie. What women want, hazelnuts, and lots of them.
Yeah, Jake's popular with ladies and squirrels. Let's do this.
Australia has the big pineapple, the big banana, and now, thanks to Triple M, it's got the big question. The only difference is you don't have to spend 6 hours in the car to get to the big question.
Revenge porn's a horrible thing, Duels. I think we all know that, particularly, you know, when a jilted lover, usually a male, does something horrible, like puts images of a young woman on the internet, on a porn site or something like that, and it just destroys lives. I think it's a really classless act, but... The story today is a different one. This is about a woman doing it to another woman in a very, very strange set of circumstances. Normally, it's a relationship that has broken down. This, in this case, it was a friendship. A girl called Abigail in the UK involved herself in a menage a trois.
Three-way for people in Adelaide.
And... with her,
someone's just turned on the radio then and gone, oh my God, Merrick's giving away a three-way for people in Adelaide. This show is crazy.
It's gone next level. She involved herself in a three-way with her best friend, her girlfriend, and a friend, another guy,
bloke.
Yeah, they've filmed the act. Then sometime later, the girls have had a fight. And Abigail has released images from that threesome onto the internet, onto a porn site, and the boyfriend, her boyfriend, who wasn't the guy who was involved in the three-way, has seen it, and that has destroyed the relationship. Now, the unusual part of this is that, as I said, it's normally a lover that's done it. It's actually her friend. And it was because they had a row over a missing coat. They couldn't find a coat. God. So she just went, well, I'll revenge porn you then. Bang. And that is how it broke down. Now, like I said, it's an awful thing, revenge porn. Now, I know a story, Dawson, and I don't think you know this, and I can't name names on air, but there is an Australian comedian, and he's been around for a long time. and he did some stuff in the 90s. And it was pretty, it was adult, and it was all consensual, of course, and there's no dramas anyway. And this is before he kicked off and became a stand-up, right? And he did these pictures that went to a publication, and they were explicit. They were so explicit. Somebody once showed me. They said, "Oh, do you know this?" I went, "Wow, that's too much information. Thank you." Anyway, years later, he became a successful stand-up comedian, and some people went to him and said, "This would be bad if this got on the internet and stuff like that, because that would ruin your career." And he had a row with them, and he said, "No, don't do that." And that was, I think, it was a discussion.
These people were trying to blackmail him.
Yeah, but also too, though, I think they were just being assholes, to be honest. And his response was, "Look, I'd rather you didn't do that, but let's be honest, my profile's not that big, so good luck to you." So apparently they tried to post it on the internet, and then no one saw it, and it was never a thing. And I was just like, bang. Well done, well played. But the conversation that we want to have for the big question is, it's around revenge porn, but also too, you know, whether or not you've popped up on an adult website. So it could involve it could involve revenge porn, but it could involve just appearing on a site. So that means, you know, potentially it could go anywhere on the scale. It could be a scorned or jilted lover has posted you, and you can tell us about how awful that is. Or it could just be your idiot friends have put a picture of you on an internet site that you didn't know about.
Or do you have like an anonymous profile where you kind of make dirty videos and put them up? And people at work don't know. Like, you know, do you anonymously make? Because there's lots of things like
that. Is that what you're doing?
It's not anonymous. It's trying to build my profile. I mean, my DVD debut is out, and this is the next phase of the marketing plan.
This is how Kim Kardashian kicked off. Dawes just going, "Okay, I better do it for DVD sales."
Here's the difference, though. She wasn't by herself or weeping. That's the big difference.
You revenge porned yourself? Yeah. What did you do to yourself? Look, as I said, it can be as funny as you like, or it can be as serious as you like. It's talking about popping up on an adult website to your surprise. Give us a call, 133353. Unusual one today. Have you popped up on an adult website or your details, your image, you know, your likeness, whatever it is? Because we're just talking about an interesting form of revenge porn where a girl got upset about a missing coat and so then revenge porned her best friend to her boyfriend. Really, like, next level stuff. But
it's so gross, isn't it?
It's an awful, revenge porn's awful, but there's also too, the chances are that maybe if you've got some images, they might just pop up on a site. You know, maybe there has been instances where people have been models, you know, like, you know, not like shirt off models for dudes or whatever, like guys, and then their image has been taken and used inappropriately for other services of a very adult nature, and there's gone, that's not.
He said diplomatically.
Phil, hello, mate.
Hey, Merrick.
Really good, mate. You just sound like a bloke who's accidentally ended up on an adult site. What happened?
One Saturday night, I had started getting these phone calls, like 2 o'clock in the morning. All these blokes are ringing up for this bird. Apparently, she was pretty good at what she did, but it was my phone number, not hers. So I was getting I was getting phone calls every night for about a week.
Phil.
Yep.
I remember you now. So,
I thought your voice was familiar, yeah. Phil. Yeah,
that's why
I actually was like, "God, that sounds like bloody Joanne."
I didn't get much sleep. Put it that way.
God, you bugger! You dirty bugger, Phil. Hey, Phil. So, how long did that last for? Did you change your number? Or what did you do?
No, I got the publication cancelled by the newspaper that was in.
One of these kind of, you know, 19-year-old new in town, give us a call kind of things.
Yeah.
Now, Phil, you're a terrific. No, go on, yeah.
I didn't know her number because apparently she was good at what she did. That's what I got told.
And the funny thing is, too, Phil, is those services are paid by the minute, you know, so the longer you're on the phone, the more you pay. And you're a pretty laconic kind of guy, Phil. You know, you kind of laid back.
Yeah.
Phil, you would make a bloody fortune.
I wonder if anyone kind of called up expecting to hear this, you know, I assume, you know, whatever the description is, kind of, you
hot
know,
young
busty,
single woman, probably.
Hot young single woman, heard Phil and just thought, oh, well, why are you here, Phil? Do you reckon that happened? Do you reckon Phil's gone? Yeah, right. Then I've got to get to sleep, though. Still right. Going in the morning.
5 minutes, that's all. Sean, hello, mate.
There you go.
G'day, Sean.
Have you popped up accidentally on an adult website? Can you turn your radio down, mate? It's fine.
Yeah,
there we go. Good to go.
There you go. All right. Yeah, mate, I popped up on a website. It's called Craigslist, and I haven't heard of it before. It's pretty, like a meat site for adults.
What's it called? Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Yep.
So it's like it's like Gumtree. Yep. It's an American.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Anyway, my mate decided it'd be fun to put me on there, saying I was looking for transsexual men and gay men. And I tell you what, mate, the amount of phone calls and emails I got, I'd have changed phone numbers, email addresses. My wife didn't know whether to tell the truth or not. I was just so mad. It just go away.
Oh, the conversation with your wife just going, the boys have done this. Have they, Sean?
Yeah, really?
No, the boys have done this. Yeah. Have they, Sean? Or did you? Oh, the awkwardness. But, you know, at least he's getting attention.
Yeah, well, okay. That's one way to... It's a glass half full attitude.
Dools, very interesting news that Kanye West, Kim Kardashian's man husband...
Mr. Kardashian.
Yeah, Mr. Kardashian. Recently shocked the world by saying that he would like a film made about his life.
Yeah.
And he would like Will Ferrell to play him in the movie.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Well, it does. It makes more sense if you hear about it with the use of theatre.
Merrick and Australia's Theatre Company presents Kanye West meets with the film producer to discuss his biopic. Today, Merrick will play Kanye and Dools will play the movie exec.
Kanye. I've got us a table. Hi. Introductions. Hi. Morty Goldberg, Head of Development. I just want to say we are just so excited to be working with you on this project. I mean,
great. Can I have your garlic bread?
Cool. Yeah, go for it. me garlic bread, Sue garlic bread. Kanye, let's get down to business. Who do you think will play you?
I like Will Ferrell.
Me too. He's a great guy. Mm. He's, I mean, not to be a name dropper, but you know this man. I'm actually a good personal friend of Will.
Yeah, I see him as Kanye.
Sorry?
I want Will Ferrell to play me in my movie about Kanye West.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, the thing, he's, the thing about Will.
What?
Will is,
What, too tall?
Will, I mean, that's not it. He's, Will's a bit...
Do you think he's too old?
I'm not sure. I mean, it could be an issue. That's not the major issue. It's more he and you, like, he's...
Because if you can't get Will, I'll find a studio who can.
No, it's not, you're crazy. Listen, as I've said, I'm friends with Will. I can open a dialogue. So, I love that direction. That's a good way to think. What about Kim? Who do you see for that?
Dolly Parton.
Sure, yeah. And Kim's mum, Chris Jenner?
Emma Watson. I like Emma Watson.
Yeah.
I really like Emma Watson. Watson.
Okay. What about, Bruce Jenner? Could we get Caitlin to play?
Well, hang on. Are you kidding? You serious? She could never play a man.
Fair enough. Sure. Well, look, we've certainly got a lot to work with here, and there's some interesting casting directions, and I like that. But here's the thing, and this I've been in this business for a while, Kanye. When you're making a comedy, you've got a bit more scope. You can have a bit more fun with it, and I kind of think you're on the same page there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Did you just say comedy?
Yeah, the comedy that we're
making. No. This is a docudrama across 3 4-hour films chronicling my genius.
Wow. Okay. I didn't, we might just get the check for you. Yeah. The end.
Merrick's giving you a pre-holiday holiday.
Are you ready for the summer?
American Australia's Adventure Island. Thanks to Sea-Doo.
That's right. Scott Dooley's with me this afternoon. Dooley, next week I head to Adventure Island, a mythical place.
Because you're an adult. This smacks of, you know what? The school term is just not ending soon enough. Maybe I need a little bit of time away on the cans with some people that like the same music as I do. Yeah. I know what I'll do. I'll run a radio competition. Am I warm? Am I warm?
As it was pointed out to me by my wife just yesterday, she said, you seem to do a lot of these things around summertime, don't you, Mez? Just around towards the end of the year. And I went, well, that's when the demand is there. And she goes, what demand? What are you talking about, mate?
So what is this? What is this? Right. What is this clear junket that you've come up with?
So Adventure Island is a mythological place. And I'm going to take five friends of the show and their five friends. And we're going to go there and we're going to ride Sea-Doos around the ocean. I'm forming a small gang. It hasn't got a name yet, but I'm working on that. But my name is Toe Cutter. And we're going to ride around and just have a full weekend of adventures, just doing stuff.
So the Sea-Doos, that's a good activity.
That's great.
I like that. Those things go as well, right?
Hammer, I'm not going to lie. Have been on them. Can speak from experience. Hammer. So much fun.
Yeah. So that's fun.
That big portion
of
that.
What else you got?
I'm going to be hosting some shark feeding.
Where is Adventure Island?
It's nowhere near. That made it sound a bit like Manus Island when I said shark feeding, didn't it? It sounded a bit bad. No, it's all good. It's in the Whitsundays. I'm not going to lie. I can reveal that much. It's good. But I'm going to be conducting a shark feeding class.
Are you feeding? There's no sharks in the Whitsundays.
No, we're going to get some in.
Good.
Yeah, we're going to get some
in. That's the thing about very delicate ecosystems. Introducing species just for your own fun never backfires, ever. Right. Australia has learnt one lesson from that.
Yeah, exactly. Probably baby ones. I'm not sure at the moment, but there's going to be some shark feeding exercises there.
Cute sharks.
Yeah, just not the less bitey ones. Most importantly, I've organised the beach party. Boom! Friday night beach party, so that's
shark,
gonna be good.
Bring your own shark.
Bring your own shark. Bring your own shark. Got a covers band.
What's happening? Is there actually a covers band?
Of course there is. I don't know the name. Have we got the name of the covers band yet? Great. They don't even have a name. They're that good. That's how awesome it's going to be. And I'm gonna set a massive bonfire. Probably get some petrol from. No, not doing that. But I might have a little bonfire there. A little bit of a beach party.
Even without, so you can win a trip to the Whitsundays.
Mm-hmm.
Can I enter?
Go on. Yeah, we could probably. Can you change your name to Greg from Glenelg?
Greg from Glenelg.
If you do that, because then when I have a
look at look at this classic Greg from Glenelg fact. You know, Glenelg's a palindrome. There you go. Classic Greg. Only Greg knows that.
You know that. You can spell it backwards. So that's it. We're going to have. It's basically just a weekend of adventures and just good times. And I've organised everything myself. So a few cans on the Friday night there. I've organised that.
With a nameless band playing
covers band
Africa by Toto.
Oh, bang! I'd left that off the list. But
ding, 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 ding. Ding. Shark feeding. Ding, 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 ding. Sea-Doos.
You see how much sense this makes now?
Yeah, no, it works.
In the pitch meeting, this is exactly what happened in the pitch meeting.
Every pitch meeting I've ever had with Merrick Watts, Toto gets played. I'm like, oh, this is a big idea. Yeah. Everyone, I hear that ding, 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 ding.
This is what happened. I walked in and said, guys, I got an idea. And everyone's going, well, I like the start of
this. What's this? Go on then, Merrick.
Okay, so
I'll sign. I'm in.
Sea-Doo sign on the dotted line. Donald Trump, as we know, is the president-elect, which means he's going to have to come up with a whole new cabinet. So many jobs, hundreds of jobs that he's got to fill with mates. And probably celebrities, seeing as he comes from the world of celebrity.
He's from showbiz, and I think that's what we need more of, making really strong economic decisions, is someone that was once on Baywatch.
Absolutely. That's the thing. And there's some absolute no-brainers, Dools. For example, Department of Defense, who would you have as the head of defense? Obviously, Steven Seagal.
Oh, okay. I like that. What about this? And this is
because you saw that thing where he's on the ship. There was a problem with the Navy ship. He shut that down.
He went. Yeah, he made sure. And And also he can cook. That's the other thing. Yeah. So two birds, one stone. What about this, though, for Minister of Defence? Could it be a co-chair with Ivan Drago?
Oh.
And not great. Dolph Lundgren, the actual character. We just pay Dolph to play Captain Ivan Drago.
For four years. I do like
for four
that.
4 years. Yeah, Rocky 4 years.
What about, here's an interesting one, Department of Justice. That's a very big gig. I was thinking Texas Walker Ranger, Chuck Norris.
Oh, see, that's the kind of out of the box thinking that got him elected.
He's already got
it's
the
that
badge.
Outsider talk.
He's got the badge. He's got the boots. He's probably got a rifle in his car. So, I mean, that's seems to make sense.
He totally would, and it'd be like such a bad car, with a rifle in the back seat.
He's got a rifle. He's already there.
I'm Chuck Norris, as you were, Mr. Norris.
And who doesn't like Chuck Norris? They hear he's on. They go, oh, I feel comfortable now. I feel safe. Yeah. Safe in the hands of Chuck Norris.
That's a safe country.
Department of Transportation, that's a big one. I was thinking Vin Diesel.
Oh, well, his name's Diesel, so that's health. That's good for the environment.
That's a good start. But also, too, Fast and the Furious. There's a lot of transport issues in there. There's a logistic nightmare there.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts there, a lot of cars. He had to coordinate. Sounds like a job for Vin Diesel.
Did you see the one where he jumped a car from one skyscraper to another and then jumped out before the car went through the back of the other skyscraper?
I think I did. Well, here's my question. Who else is going to be able to do that?
Exactly my point, Merrick Watts.
So it's not saying, is Vin Diesel the best for that job? It's about saying, well, who else could do that?
Who's better?
Exactly. I honestly can't.
It's like one of those ads. It's like one of those ads. If you find a stronger, cheaper padlock, buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Vin Diesel.
That's what Vin Diesel is. He is the top of the line padlock that America is screaming out for.
Absolutely. Got Department of Energy. I was thinking Red Food because he has too much energy.
Can I throw one out there for Department of Energy?
Yeah.
Is Nudge from Hey Dad.
Oh, yeah.
I just think Nudge would just bring some ideas.
Yeah, like what? What sort of ideas?
I don't know, just like pop over to the Kelly's place for a sanger and just kind of out of the box thinking.
Yeah, that's out of the box, but I don't know if you want to go into the Kelly's place.
I don't think the whole family would be. Yeah, you're right. Maybe Nudge has more shadow ministry in his sights.
Oh, very shadow. Dark shadow ministry.
Sure.
Department of Veterans Affairs. This is obviously a no-brainer. Rambo.
John Rambo.
Yeah, John Rambo.
Again, the Soldier of Fortune.
Again, not the actor, so not Sylvester Stallone. Him playing
John
Rambo.
He just portrays, yeah.
Yeah, that would be too fun. Department of Homeland Security. I was thinking Emilio Estevez, just kidding, Charlie Sheen, because he changed his name.
Oh, Homeland Defense.
Yep. That's what I did there.
Yeah, I did. I like that.
Mm.
That's very good.
United States mission to the United Nations. Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah. He could say anything. If I ever find out I've got a bad disease, I want Morgan Freeman to tell me. How much easier would it be for him to say, listen, you got 6 months to live.
Yeah, but what about this?
But
colon cancer. That's how he'd say it. He wouldn't say colon. He'd say colon cancer. Colon cancer.
Okay. In fact... If you sound like Morgan Freeman, can you call us and we'll get you to deliver bad news to Triple M listeners?
We'll record a whole lot and then we'll have them there as a bank so that they can then be forwarded on.
But how much more soothing is it going to be getting updates from the cricket if it's Morgan Freeman saying, we're 8 for 62. But you'll be like, oh, it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. Morgan Freeman told me.
Maybe he's going to be Minister for Cricket.
Merrick has clocked off after another hard-working day.
People who work in radio have got it pretty tough.
For even more, subscribe to the Merrick and Australia podcast on iTunes or with your favourite Android app. Triple M.